At the Regional County Municipality of Pontiac's public meeting on February 19th, Council introduced a draft bylaw regarding management of public meetings, the full text of which is currently available on our website, chipfm.com. The majority of the bylaw concerns the rules for public meetings, such as the structure of the public question period and the rules for elected officials attending remotely. The mayors can still make modifications to the bylaw before it gets voted on at a future meeting. However, the draft bylaw also includes a provision that would ban the public, including media, from any photography or videography during a meeting, under threat of a fine of several hundred dollars. Article 14 states that, quote, it is forbidden to film and photograph inside the place where municipal council sittings are held, and the use of any photographic device, video camera, television camera, or other is prohibited. The bylaw goes on to state in Article 40 that any violations of Article 14, as well as several others regarding decorum, will result in a $200 fine for the first offense and $400 for repeat offense, with the fine not exceeding $1,000. When asked after the meeting about these provisions, Warden Jane Toller explained that the wording of the draft had come from the Federation of Quebec Municipalities and reiterated that the mayors would have the opportunity to make revisions before voting on the bylaw. She said that it was introduced in light of an exodus of elected municipal officials that's been reported across Quebec, adding that many have cited harassment or threats as the reason for resigning.
A lot of it has come from FQM as what they want across all of Quebec. So this isn't a bylaw that we've just worked on here ourselves. It has come through FQM, and it has been mainly as a result of so many elected people stepping down. When they started it, it was 800, and now it's over 1,000 since the 2021 election. So they're concerned about the impact of social media and just that some elected people have felt really threatened and abused, and I guess some are just saying, who needs this? So what they're doing is trying to add some decorum or rules to help the people that are leading the meeting have something to fall back on.
According to reporting by Radio Canada and other media, more than 1,000 of the 8,000 municipal elected officials in the province have resigned since the last general election in 2021. A Légère poll commissioned by the Union of Quebec Municipalities last year found that 46% of officials surveyed had experienced intimidation or threats, and 36% had faced harassment. Last year, the provincial government passed legislation to increase protections for elected officials against harassment and abuse. When asked why someone shouldn't be able to film or photograph so long as they're not disturbing the meeting, Toller said that there could be an exception for media and said she would raise some points of concern at the next plenary session.
I think we could make an exception for the media because, to tell you the truth, you've never really been in our faces. You don't disrupt our meetings. The difficulty has been in especially other MRCs, I'm not using our MRC as an example, where you might be trying to conduct a meeting and there would be just too many people with their phones in your faces, and some people find that threatening.
CHIP 101.9 spoke with Mansfield Eponifrac Mayor Sandra Armstrong and Shawville Mayor Bill McCleary, who both said that they've noticed an increase in harassment of mayors and MRC officials in recent years, particularly on social media. McCleary said that the majority of the harassment takes place online and said he would be in favor of removing the time limits on public question period, so long as the questioners follow the rules.
You're going to say things on a keyboard that you wouldn't say to someone's face. It's just human nature. There was some stats put out by Mama Ash about how many elected officials have resigned, blah, 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 over the last few years. And it's getting crazy. People don't want to put up with the crap. And I don't know, is this decorum thing going to fix anything? The fact you can find somebody, blah, 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 it's still going to happen. You just have to have big shoulders.
Armstrong said that she was in favor of better enforcing the rules regarding decorum and pointed to some public meetings discussing the proposed waste incinerator last year where members of the public were heckling or not being respectful during the question period. When asked about Article 14, she said she needed to review the wording of the draft but had no issue with media recording or taking photos. This is Caleb Nickerson with the Local Journalism Initiative.